This is Agashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief Parliamentary Standing Committee today on current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. The Foreign Secretary is also expected to brief the committee on Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. He will also brief the committee about the oral evidence by the representatives of the Ministries of External Affairs and Defence relating to maritime security. The Indian Army has rejected reports claiming that the ceasefire between India and Pakistan ended yesterday. According to the Indian Army, there were no Director General of Military Operation level talks scheduled between Indian and Pakistani sides on the 18th of May. It said as far as the continuation of a break in hostilities as decided in the DGMO's interaction of the 12th of May is concerned, there is no expiry date to it. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has formed a committee to investigate the incident in which a PSLV rocket failed to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the committee held several rounds of discussions yesterday to identify the cause. ISRO failed to place its Earth Observation Satellite in orbit after PSLV C-61 rocket developed a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota yesterday. Dr. Narayanan said the rocket is a four-stage vehicle and the first two stages were completed successfully.
Today we attempted a launch of PSLV C-61 vehicle. The vehicle is a four-stage vehicle. First two stages performed as expected, and during the third stage, it's a solid motor system. We are seeing observation. The motor pressure, there was a fall in the chamber pressure of the motor case, and the mission could not be accomplished. We are studying the entire performance. We shall come back at the earliest.
In Maharashtra, five people were killed in a road accident on the Mumbai-Goa highway when a car they were driving in drove into the Jagbudi River close to Ratnagiri. The driver was left critically injured. The victims were on the way from Mumbai to Devruk when the car lost control and skidded off into the river. The lone survivor was taken to a local hospital for immediate treatment. The case is further investigated to identify the exact cause of the accident. In Romania, centrist Nicosia Dan, the mayor of Bucharest, has won the presidential election by winning 54%, while his opponent, hard-right George Simion, won 46%. In a social media post, Mr. Dan said that it was an unprecedented mobilization and the victory belongs to each Romanian who had made their voice heard. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that reaching an agreement with the United States is possible if Washington refrains from using coercive measures against Iran. Facilitated by Oman, Iranian and U.S. delegations have held four rounds of indirect talks on Tehran's nuclear program and the lifting of U.S. sanctions since April 12. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Kerala, Karnataka, Goa and Maharashtra during the next 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning is also likely over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. Heatwave conditions are likely over West Rajasthan from today till the 22nd of this month. Hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Odisha today. The domestic benchmark indices opened flat this morning amid mixed global cues. Selling was seen in the IT sector in the early trade today. However, at around 10 a.m., Sensex was trading in red, losing over 57 points at 82,273. The Nifty opened today at 25,005 and was trading at 25,010 a short while ago. In football, India beat Bangladesh 4-3 in a thrilling penalty shootout to retain the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championship 2025 in UPR, Arunachal Pradesh. With both sides locked at 1-1 after full-time, the match headed into a nerve-wracking penalty shootout. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz has clinched the Italian Open men's singles title in Rome, Italy. The 22-year-old Spaniard silenced the home crowd by defeating local favourite Yannick Sinner 7-6, 6-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.